Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tracy Stallard. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Kaline moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schilling moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Brown and he is out, Wood applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers won, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burrows fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Stallard covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard bunts in front of the plate. Brown fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brown. Pagliarani moves to second. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schilling is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bunning. Pagliarani scores. Stallard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrows hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Pagliarani reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. Green goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0 for 1 in the game. Stallard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to third. Paul Foytak now pitching. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Kaline scores. Cash moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Schilling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagliarani is hit by the pitch. Mike Forknalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknalis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Geiger scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Phil Regan now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schilling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Manny Montejo now pitching. Mike Fortnalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fortnalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fortnalez strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schilling strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Manny Montejo. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Howie Koplitz now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 5 RBIs. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-4 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.